Nase kesovitam tatra puru krichoru vepatuhu gantum aichatato vriksha kotrat eva sanala nasehe sovitam tatra puru krochuru vepatuhu gantum aichatato priksha kotarad eva sanala naseke sovitam tatra puru krichoru vepatuhu gantum aichatato vriksha katorad eva sanala. Vitum. Puro Krishoru Vepatahu. Sovitam tatra puru krichoru vepatuhu vancham etat kato priksha kutarade vasanala nasika sovitam tatra puru krichoru vepatuhu Naseka sovitam tatra Madam Fixora Epatuha Madam Echata Dovriksha Gotara Deva Sanala.
Vaishnavis, Matajis. Okay. Synonyms. Na, not. Seke was able. Saha, he. Avitam, to protect. Tatra, there. Puru, very much. Krichra, difficulty. Uru, great. Vepatuhu, suffering. Gantam, to go out. Aichat, desired. Tata, from there. Briksha, of a tree. Kotarat, from the hollow. Eva, like. Sa analat, on fire. Translation. As a serpent living within the cavity of a tree wishes to leave when there is a forest fire, so the city's police superintendent, the snake, wished to leave the city due to the fire's severe heat. Purport. It becomes very difficult for snakes to leave a forest when there is fire. Other animals may flee due to their long legs, but serpents, only being able to crawl, are generally burnt in the fire. At the last stage, the limbs of the body are not as so much affected as the life air. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So as you can see, there's not much of a purport to work with. But what we see here is one must be mindful that the last thing to leave at the time of death is the subtle body. This mind, intelligence, and false ego. This is the last thing to actually leave. We've been hearing the last few days by His Holiness Bhaktivikasa Maharaj how this Bhagavatam is describing what we see as a horror story. This is actually reality TV. Just like in the UK we have a program called Big Brother. I think you also have it in India, where you could put people in a house and then everyone on the TV watches how they live their life. And in this way, everyone is interested and fascinated by the different things that people do. The crazy and wild things. Thinking, I would never do something like that. But actually, if we look at our own life, we actually do those things. Whether subtly or grossly. Whether in the mind, or we actually go out there and act. So in this way, we see that the mind, intelligence, and false ego, they are the most essential parts that we must develop if we are to become attached to Lord Krishna. Otherwise, at the time of death, the mind, intelligence, false ego will steal our consciousness away from the Lord and bring us back to another birth, another womb. We see that this conversation it's actually a conversation between Maitreya Muni and Vidura, questions and answers, and then the sub-conversation is going on now. We see Narada Muni is instructing King Prachina Bharishat. And we see towards the end of this chapter, the descriptions of what is happening to King Puranjana, and how he is being pierced by the horns of the animals that he has slaughtered in his previous time as a king, and how he comes back as a woman, Vidharbhi, and how Vidharbhi then marries Malyadvaja. And then how we see Malyadvaja leaves his body, and how we see Vidharbhi lamenting. And in that lamentation, then we see the Supreme Lord as the Super Soul comes, and again, as the Eternal Friend, reminds her of her eternal position. So we see here in this Bhagavatam, this is just a reminder of how important it is to have good association. To remind us constantly that our time is short. To remind us constantly what is our supreme position. What is our actual position. To remind us constantly how our relationship with Krishna must be developed. Just like coming from London, one crazy city to another crazy city, Bombay. Actually, I've never seen an Indian city until I began this new job where we have an office just half an hour outside of the temple here. Before, the only India I saw was the Dham, Vrindavan or Mayapur. I'm spending time there in Gurukul and doing things like that. So my only vision of India was that. And then I came to Bombay. And then I realized that Bombay is just like any other city. And then I saw, every time I come, I watch the billboards, and I see how they're developing, how they're changing. How the cloth is becoming less and the flesh is becoming more. How the advertising. So here we're Hare Krishna devotees. Okay, we're okay here in this wonderful temple courtyard here. In this wonderful, beautiful temple room. We've got Radha Rasbihari Ji. That's okay for the time we're spent here. But how about that time we're outside of this temple room? In our little rooms or in our flats or in our ashrams? Just like the brahmacharis with their, 6 foot by 2 foot. I mean, I don't know how it works here, but in the UK, the brahmacharis, they just have a bed and a locker, and that's it. But that bed and that locker is their possession. So what do you put in that bed and that locker? Just like, for example, your mobile phone. What ringtone do you have on your mobile phone? If I was to ring your mobile phone, what noise, what sound would come out from it? Is it a sound that reminds you of Krishna? Or is it just some fancy ringtone that sounds really snazzy and makes us look pretty cool? Make sure we got the latest model. Oh, which model you got, Prabhu? Oh, you got BlackBerry. Oh, wow. Okay, great. We've got all of these things, but how are you utilizing them to remind ourselves of Krishna? So ultimately, this conversation that's going on between Narada Muni and Prachini Bharishat, one has to remember that Prachini Bharishat is a sense enjoyer, but he has so much good fortune that he has someone like Narada Muni who is giving him instruction. And we are so fortunate that we get to hear about this conversation, but more than hearing about this conversation, we actually have to learn how to apply this into our life. So as I was saying, I saw the billboard this time. I won't tell you what I saw last time. It was quite an eye-opener. Actually, I'll tell you what I saw last time. I think there's a big junction just near here. I don't know what the roads are called. The last time I came, there was a big billboard on it advertising the Shoppers Stop. I think that's like a big department store here. And on the billboard, there's a lady, young, of course. Everyone on the advertisements are young and good-looking, right? You never see many advertisements with an old-looking person. Why? Because youth is valuable. We want to stay young forever, we want to live forever, like that. So she's standing with a miniskirt on, as you see, and she's leaning up against the freeway. And the slogan states, wear a miniskirt, save money and hitchhike. And this is what you're faced with. This is what we're faced with day in and day out when we leave the shelter of Radha Rasbihari Ji. Day in and day out, this is what we're faced with. Our mind, intelligence, and false ego, whether internally or externally, is being assaulted subtly or grossly by distractions. It's described later on in this chapter how desires, they are feminine by their nature. It is described how this body has got 5 gardens, 3 apartments. Very beautiful description is described about the senses, the gross senses. And this is a Sankhya philosophy. This is understanding actually breaking everything down into its constitutional parts, as enunciated by Kapila Muni. And we see that the core controller of this is woman. And who is that woman? Desire. So let's look at that for a minute. Desire is feminine. And feminine is trying to act on feminine, which is this material world. So what happens when you put 2 women together? Sorry, ladies. What happens mostly? It's a fight. So you've got your desires and you're trying to apply them onto this material world. And what's happening? There's always a constant battle. There's always a constant fight. So feminine has to approach masculine in order to be relationship. So our desires have to be reciprocated unto the Lord, who is the supreme male, in order for our desires to be satisfied. And to that degree, we surrender our desires unto Krishna, to that degree, we become freed from this false ego. We purify our intelligence and we control our mind. Otherwise, we create our lifestyles. Yes, we're devotees. Yes, we chant Hare Krishna. But each and every one of us is individually creating our level of existence according to how we want to take the philosophy, according to how we want to apply the culture. And each and every one of us will want to justify, just like, I'll give you an example. Recently, we've been having a discussion with a number of devotees about attire. It's a big conversation, a topic of conversation. Dress. What is the dress code of the Hare Krishna? And you've got your conservatives who say, dhoti and kurta, bus. And then you've got your liberalists who say, you know, whatever goes, whatever is practical. But one has to actually understand what is the principle of that activity of dress. Why do we dress like this? Why do we perform activities like coming to the temple, worshipping the deities, chanting Hare Krishna, offering Guru Puja? Why do we do these activities? It's to remind ourselves of our relationship and our position as servant of God. It is to allow ourselves to be subjugated by a higher authority. So in this conversation that we're having, we're seeing that the subtle body is described as a serpent. And now we've heard this description before, how a serpent has fangs. And those fangs will bite if not controlled. So the serpent of the subtle body, if not controlled, will bite us and cause us suffering. So how does one control the serpent of the subtle body? By higher intelligence. So the serpent of the subtle body of independent desires to want to create our own Siddhanta, to want to justify our own way of lifestyle, to want to circumvent Srila Prabhupada and the way that he brought Krishna consciousness to us, creates the duality of our existence in Krishna consciousness. And we have to be very careful of this. Just simply chanting Hare Krishna isn't enough. Because how many hours of the day do we chant Hare Krishna? 2? 3? What are you doing for the rest of your time? How do you approach the computer that you're using to do your seva? How do you approach your bike that you're coming to the temple with? How do you approach the room in which you're living in? How do you approach those of you who are married, the wife or the husband that you live with? How do you deal with all of these things? So to that degree, we actually understand how those are actually connected to that Supreme Lord. To that degree, these serpents of false pride, misunderstanding, false intelligence will not bite us. Otherwise, our desires will just rise and we will become actually frustrated in Krishna consciousness. I didn't get my satisfaction in Krishna consciousness. I didn't get my satisfaction at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Let me go somewhere else. And we see that happen time and time and time again. So how does it not happen to us? We should learn from Bhagavatam. We should learn from King Parichini Bharishat. This conversation started from a question back in chapter 13, after the discussion about Prithu Maharaj, then Vidura asks about the Prachetas. And then we have that discussion. The Lord Shiva is giving the instructions to the Prachetas. Then we have the father of the Prachetas, Prachini Parishat, introduced. And then we see Narada Muni so systematically goes patiently through with Prachini Parishat this allegorical story. Why? Because Prachini Parishat's intelligence is covered. So why is it that we have these things? Why is that Srila Prabhupada keeps on giving these examples? You're not the body, you're the spirit. So why? Because our intelligence is covered. So how foolish are we to think that we know better now? We've heard that. We've heard that before. We've heard it 100 million times before. All right, let's have something new. How foolish are we? Prachini Parishat had so much pious activity. He had Narada Muni. We can't even see Narada Muni. He's there. One time Srila Prabhupada said in London, he was giving a class somewhere. I think it was Conway Hall. And no one turned up. And they apologized to Srila Prabhupada. I said, I'm sorry, Srila Prabhupada. We let you down. He said, what? You did not see? Narada Muni was here. Lord Brahma was here. Like that. So that's why now, if you ever take the fortunate opportunity to come to London and come and see Shishi Radha London Ashura, where we're doing our service, you'll see on the altar there are two seats at the bottom. One for Narada Muni and one for Lord Brahmaji. So how does one actually have the vision to actually understand these instructions? One actually has to want to imbibe them in one's life. Not simply just pay oral service to them, but want to apply them. Want to actually take it seriously that our desires in our application of Krishna consciousness must be connected to Krishna. And to that degree they are not, that degree we will actually forget. Just like we understand the principle. Always remember, never forget. The always remember is our sadhana, our practice. The never forget is our realization. Simply just by practicing, getting up in the morning, coming to Mangal Arati, taking prasad. Of course, it's easy to understand through prasadam. It's not difficult. One of the one of the best things that you have in the Hare Krishna movement is prasadam. But is one getting realization? Is one tasting the consciousness of the cook when taking that prasadam? Is one, by taking that prasadam, remembering the Lord and His pastimes? Is one, by cleaning the floor of the temple, understanding that this is the Lord's temple, and through Brahman realization, actually connecting that and actually becoming purified? That is our process. It's not simply just for the bhaktas in yellow that do the sweeping of the floor, and that's it. And then when we graduated from yellow to white, that we don't have to do all of that now. That's just for the bhaktas. No. That's for all of us. If we see something out of place, it doesn't mean that, hey, bhakta here, bhakta so-and-so, yeah, let me look for a guy in white, yellow, hey, pick up this trash. No, you do it yourself. Why? Because this is Krishna's house. So if Krishna is valuable to you, then His house is valuable to you. His devotees are valuable to you. Srila Prabhupada is valuable to you. Everything to do with Krishna consciousness is valuable to you. So Narada Muni, he's just like when we wake up in the morning, what do we first do to wake ourselves up? Cold water in the face, right? Just to wake ourselves. This is Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the cold water in the face. That's why we have such graphic descriptions of what's going on here. And in fact, this in a particular section of Bhagavatam. Very subtle. Very subtle. This is the intelligence of the preacher. It is described just like if someone hasn't seen the moon, then one points to the tree and brings one's attention to the end of the tree, to the top of the branch, because everyone understands what a tree is. And then by the end of the branch, they say, just you see that white thing by the end of the branch? That's the moon. So that's the expert preacher. How do we become expert preachers? How do we actually subjugate the serpent? By actually wanting to surrender to the process. Not superficially, but body, mind, and words. So we'll see in the coming verses. In fact, in the end of this purport, Srila Prabhupada gives a glossary of all of the significant words that have come up and how they represent different processes connected to the bhakti yoga process, and how different personalities are representing different aspects of our material existence and how it can actually become purified. In this way, one actually has to, through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, digest what is going on here in these pages of Bhagavatam and see how we're in a worse position than King Pachini Baharsha. Therefore, our disease is more acute. Therefore, our application of Krishna consciousness must be more determined. There's one nice story in the Puranas. Narada Muni goes to see one Brahmana. And the Brahmana has been praying to the Lord. And Narada Muni sees him and says, "Oh, how can I serve you? You've been praying to Krishna." And the Brahmana says, I just need some facility. And then I'll be able to dedicate my life." So Narada Muni gives him blessing, gives him some facility. And through that facility, the Brahmana becomes comfortable. Then the next time Narada Muni says, "Okay, you've got the facility. Are you now ready to surrender?" The Brahmana says, "Well, I need someone to share this facility with. You know, I cannot enjoy this facility on my own." The Brahmana then asks, "Give me a wife." So then Narada Muni says, "Okay, once I've given you a wife, will you be satisfied? Will you be ready to surrender to Krishna?" Brahma says, "Surely." So some time goes, of course in the heavenly planets time is different to here. So Narada Muni comes back within a moment, so some years have passed. Then we see the Brahmana and his wife have got now a little kid, a little child. And the Brahmana, Narada Muni says, "Now are you ready to come back?" Brahma says, "No, but my young child is here, and who will look after, who will take care? Come back sometime." So Narada Muni says, "Okay, let me come back." Comes back sometime later. The child has grown up. Everything has been taken care of. And the Brahmana says, Narada Muni says to the Brahmana, "Are you ready now?" Brahmana says, "Oh, this child, he's so useless. He cannot take care of anything. If I leave now, my business will be spoiled. Please come back a little later." So Narada Muni comes back. And then he does not see the Brahmana. Narada Muni says, "Huh? Where are you?" And all of a sudden he hears a hissing sound. "Snarad, Narad." Narada Muni turns around and he sees a snake by the tree. "What happened to you?" "Oh, I became so attached to this house I came back as a snake." And immediately then the sun comes out, sees the snake and it says, "Snake, snake, snake." And then the dog of the house comes and kills it. This is us. We know Krishna. We've dedicated our lives to Krishna, but we do not want to let go of everything. Just like we stand in front of Radha Rasa Bihariji praying, my Lord, you know, please give me some blessings and please let me remember you. And then behind our back we're holding a few things on, just in case he doesn't exist. Right? Just in case this is all a cheat. This is all a scam. This self-reliance that's propagated in the modern culture is absolutely useless. One must have implicit faith that Radha Rasa Bihari Ji will always take care of us. And how does one develop that faith? Through relationships. Through relationships, love and trust through the devotees, through your juniors, through your seniors, through your equals, through relationships and appreciating Srila Prabhupada, just like myself coming here. You cannot understand the genius of Srila Prabhupada. How can one fathom the genius of Srila Prabhupada? What was some 50 years ago an uninhabitable place is now prime location in Bombay, where movie stars will hang out. And this is from a 70-year-old man who had nothing but Krishna. So how is Krishna not providing? How is Krishna not taking care? Krishna is providing. Krishna is taking care. We just do not have the faith in that. So we create our own little existence, independent of the Lord, just in case we get let down. We actually have to remove this. Otherwise the serpents of the mind, intelligence and false ego will come and rear their head at the time of death. And again, Purna Mushika Bhava, again become a mouse. So I'd like to thank all of the wonderful Vaishnavas here. We have such a wonderful environment, such a wonderful mood. It's been my great pleasure to come here. It's actually, normally my company wants me to stay in some fancy hotel out near the airport, you know, some 10,000 rupee a night hotel, some stupid thing like that. Somehow or other, by Prabhupada's great mercy, I have a home. I have all of a loving family here. So that even though I'm away from my home, which is London, I have another home. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked in San Francisco airport, what have you done for society? And Srila Prabhupada looked around at these young American boys and girls and he said, I've given them a home where no one else has. So that's what we have. This is home. Don't think I surrendered to Krishna consciousness. I've made the choice to become a devotee. Therefore, I'll make a choice how I apply Krishna consciousness to my life. Don't become fooled like that. This has been given to us, therefore we must take it very seriously. We must show appreciation to the Bhagavatam. We must show appreciation to this philosophy. We must show appreciation to this culture, and we must apply it in our life. That way we will become purified. That way we will not repeat the horror story that became the story of King Prachini Parishat. We will actually go back home, back to Godhead. So, if there is any corrections, or comments, or questions, otherwise, please forgive me if we said anything out of turn or anything inappropriate. We hope that we did some service today. Srinda Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Oh,
I'm Hindi, bolenge Hindi mein.
I have a difficulty, I don't understand Hindi. My Guru Maharaj calls me a coconut. Brown on the outside, white on the inside. What to do?
कोई व्यक्ति भक्ति कर रहा है.
Someone going to translate for me? Yes, thank you.
भक्ति कर रहा है लेकिन फुल शरणागत नहीं है. चेतना उसका कॉन्शियसनेस जो है फुल कृष्ण भावना नहीं है और वो कर्म में जाएगा ना भक्ति में जाएगा. जिस अंतिम समय में कृष्ण चेतना होने से ही मन के अंदर वो भगवतधाम जाएगा. अगर अंतिम समय में कृष्ण की भावना नहीं है, मन कृष्ण में नहीं है लेकिन शारीरिक दृष्टि से भगवान की सेवा कर रहा है, शरीर छोड़ दिया, उसका चेतना कृष्ण में है कि नहीं है लेकिन ऊपर दृष्टि से भगवान की सेवा कर रहा है, तो क्या फर्क, क्या उसका रिजल्ट क्या है?
Hare Krishna, he is saying that somebody is performing devotional service, but his consciousness is not Krishna consciousness, but it is more of a material consciousness. On the external level, bodily level, he is engaged in devotional service. So what will be the result of his, what is the fate?
So Srila Prabhupada mentions many times, many of my disciples are aiming for the heavenly planets. So that's what we get. Therefore, we have to be careful. That's why Krishna says in the Gita, suitable practice and detachment. So one practices Krishna consciousness, but one must be detached from the fruits that come from Bhakti Yoga. Because Bhakti Yoga covers everything else, covers all other yogas. So therefore, you get the fruits of all other yogas. You get punya. You get material satisfaction. You get jnana. You get Brahman realization, but you have to come across that and just want Krishna and relationship with Him. So therefore detachment must always be applied in Krishna consciousness. And the further we go in Krishna consciousness, the more respect we will gain, the more position we will achieve, the more difficult it will become if we do not have that detached attitude. And we want to just become like Lord Indra. And this is what will happen. We'll just go to the heavenly planets. Does that answer your question? Something else?
We are not supposed to ask for any material blessings to Lord. But can we ask for material blessings to people who are related to us? Who are related to us, like who are close to us? Can we ask for material blessings for them as altruistic love? Suppose somebody is heavily suffering health-wise, in relationship, or financial insecurity, then can we pray to God for them?
Vaishnava is para dukkha dukkhi. He is compassionate to all situations. So, one shouldn't simply pray to alleviate suffering without adding Krishna to that situation. Just alleviation of suffering isn't actually important. So your prayer shouldn't be just to alleviate their suffering. Your prayer should be, may they remember the Lord, and in this way their suffering will become actually removed. So our prayer shouldn't be, my dear Lord, please give him some intelligence. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all have Porsches. I must say amen. Right? There's that song in America. We shouldn't be doing that. Actually, our service as Vaishnavas is to give the highest charity. What is that highest charity? Knowledge about Krishna. So we can actually expertly give them advice. We can give them relationship advice. We can give them business advice. We can give them situational advice based on the Shastra, based on higher philosophy, based on higher knowledge. Just like here, Narada Muni is talking to King Brishini Barishak. He's not mentioning Krishna at all in this story of King Puranjana. He's not mentioned Krishna once in that story. But he has mentioned the symptoms of one who is not Krishna conscious. And through that intelligence, one becomes awakened to actually want to learn what is Krishna consciousness. So we actually have to give knowledge to those persons we care about to awaken them. Okay, I'll alleviate your suffering. I'll pray for your well-being. But your suffering is going to come back again. What are you going to do about it in the long term? We're not interested in short-term gain. We're interested in long-term relationship. Because what is our service to them? Our service to them can only be reminding them of Krishna. Otherwise, how are we serving the Lord? And that's what we must do. So we take... You had something, Prabhu? Please. Please give me some correction now. Krishna is actually very kind.